So tonight we screened E.T., a 1982 film. It's now 31 years old, and I wasn't even born. It was made 5 years before I was born. So I guess I wasn't even thought about of back then. To say it's so old, it is brilliant. Spielberg has a magic, which no one can deny. I was actually lucky enough to not only meet him and shake his hand, but actually get to do almost a mini interview with him a couple of years ago. And one of the things that he was quite keen to talk about, it was for War Horse at the time, was his casting process. And these days he says that he looks to TV drama, and he has his researchers looking at people that are up and coming or people that catch his eye. And with Elliot, the role of Elliot in E.T., Henry Thomas, who it was his third, if you count a TV movie, production, and he's gone on to do other things, but he'll always be remembered for this. And Drew Barrymore's scream as Gertie. Fantastic. The effects, they don't really, you know, they're there, but you don't go, oh gosh, that's awful now. Whereas we watch some of these 80s films sometimes and laugh in horror almost and recoil at the fact that some of the effects are that bad. Whereas with E.T., even as they cycle on the bikes in the sky, it's just magical. The film obviously it was redone, reprint in for the anniversary, and we tonight screened in 1982 because not only would they take out lines like penis breath, but the scene when the boys are escaping the police and the armed guard and the state troopers and everything else, they've got guns, and in the reprint they took it out because Spielberg said that he wished he'd never put it in. Now that to me, it changes the film, so I'm so glad that I have the choice not to watch that version. It's a film that tonight a dad brought his 6-year-old little girl, and he told us that she'd seen it 4 or 5 times maybe, but the way she giggled throughout and the expression on her face afterwards, it literally is the magic of Spielberg and of cinema for that matter. The music sounded incredible, and it's such the subtle touches with Spielberg. It's a case of he really thinks about what he's doing, and it was a pleasure to screen it. I guess that's good night.